Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today I'd like to discuss with you a very frightening development within the United States of America, a development which is supported by the majority, apparently, of the Americans, but which is strongly criticized around the world, not just by our American enemies, but also by our allies and friends. I'm talking about drone attacks. Now, many of you have heard about drone attacks, but probably have never heard the terrible consequences of what is happening in this country and which is done by this country to other countries. I'd like to start off by reading from an article which the New York Times, sympathetic towards drone attacks, sympathetic towards President Obama, wrote on May 29. A very, very long article. But I'd like to just give you a few excerpts to give you an idea as to what is happening. It says here, Mr. Obama has placed himself at the helm of a top-secret nominations process to designate terrorists for kill or capture, of which the capture part has become largely theoretical. Mr. Obama is the liberal law professor who campaigned against the Iraq war and torture and then insisted on approving every new name on an expanding kill list. When a rare opportunity for a drone strike at a top terrorist arises, and this might be a rare opportunity for a top terrorist, but those drone strikes are no longer rare, it is a president, this article says, who has reserved to himself the final moral calculation. Now let's see how moral it is. This article says, nothing else in Mr. Obama's first term has baffled liberal supporters and confounded conservative critics alike, as his aggressive counterterrorism record. It shows a paradoxical leader who shunned the legislative deal-making required to close a detention facility at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, but approves lethal action without hand-wringing. The administration's failure to forge a clear detention policy has created the impression among some members of Congress of a take-no-prisoners policy. Besides a president, at every step is a priest whose blessing has become indispensable to Mr. Obama, echoing the president's attempt to apply the quote-unquote just war theories of Christian philosophers to a brutal modern conflict. So here's a priest. He is blessing the conduct of using those drones to shoot at and kill terrorist suspects and others. And then they apply the just war theory, a theory which by no stretch of the imagination can be justified when you look at the pages of the Bible. And even if you were to look at that, what is happening right now wouldn't even fall under the just war theories. This article goes on to say, the administration's very success at killing terrorism suspects has been shadowed by a suspicion that Mr. Obama has avoided the complications of detention by deciding, in effect, to take no prisoners alive. Justly or not, drones have become a provocative symbol of American power, running over national sovereignty and killing innocents. Even the New York Times had to admit that innocent people are being killed by this mechanism. With Russia and China watching, the United States has set an international precedent for sending drones over borders to kill enemies. Mr. Blair, the former director of national intelligence, not to be confused with Tony Blair from England, said the strike campaign was dangerously seductive. It is a politically advantageous thing to do, low cost, no U.S. casualties, gives the appearance of toughness, he said. It plays well domestically, and it is unpopular only in other countries, and we will see in a moment how unpopular it is in other countries. Any damage, this person says, it does to the national interest only shows up over the long run, and it will show up in the long run, and it will be a devastating situation. But Mr. Blair's dissent, the New York Times writes, puts him in a small minority of security experts. Mr. Obama's record has eroded the political perception that Democrats are weak on national security and therefore, of course, risen his popularity in votes. It says, no one would have imagined 4 years ago that his counter-terrorism policies would come under far more fierce attack from the American Civil Liberties Union than from Mr. Romney. And what a sad comment that is. Neither the Democrats, nor the Republicans, nor apparently the independents raise their voice in opposition to what is happening here. Only the ACLU does. Interesting, isn't it? Shameful, it is. I'd like to read to you now from the British paper, The Guardian, which published an article on May 29, 2012, addressing the drone attacks. And this article minces no words, and it shows how the world looks at us. A country which is telling the world we are out there to bring freedom and democracy to countries plagued by dictators. And look how we are behaving in those countries. Here's this article. More than a decade after George W. Bush launched it, the war on terror was supposed to be winding down. U.S. military occupation of Iraq has ended, and NATO is looking for a way out of Afghanistan, even as the carnage continues. But another war, and now listen carefully, the undeclared drone war that has already killed thousands is now being relentlessly escalated. From Pakistan to Somalia, CIA-controlled pilotless aircraft rain down hellfire missiles on an ever-expanding hit list of terrorist suspects. Notice this, suspects, not convicted criminals, not convicted terrorists, terrorist suspects. They have already killed hundreds, perhaps thousands of civilians in the process. Can we justify this? Can we make it right in our own minds that we are out there killing innocent people with these drone attacks for the better good, whatever that is? At least 15 drone strikes have been launched in Yemen this month, as many as in the whole of the past decade, killing dozens. While in Pakistan, a string of U.S. attacks has been launched against supposed militant targets in the past week, incinerating up to 35 people and hitting a mosque and a bakery. In his first 2 years in office, this article goes on to say, the U.S. president more than tripled the number of attacks in Pakistan alone. For the U.S. champions, drones have the advantage of involving no American casualties while targeting the quote-unquote bad guys. Since 2004, between 2,464 and 3,145 people are reported to have been killed by U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan, of whom up to 828 were civilians, 535 under Obama, and 175 children. Some Pakistani estimates put the civilian death toll much higher, plausibly, given the tendency to claim as militants, victims later demonstrated to be nothing of the sort. The U.S. president insisted recently that the civilian death toll was not a huge number. These killings are, however, this author goes on to say in The Guardian, in reality, summary executions and widely regarded. Now listen to this very, very closely. Widely regarded as potential war crimes by international lawyers, including the UN's special rapporteur on extrajudicial killings, Philip Alston. The CIA's now retired counsel, John Rizzo, who authorized drone attacks, himself talked about having been involved in quote-unquote murder. A decade ago, the U.S. criticized Israel for such extrajudicial killings, but now claims self-defense in the war against Al-Qaeda. These are attacks, however, routinely carried out on the basis of false intelligence in countries such as Pakistan, where no war has been declared, and without the consent of the elected government. Of course, drone attacks are only one method by which the U.S. and its allies deliver death and destruction in Afghanistan and the wider Middle East, from night raids and air attacks to killing sprees on the ground. The day after Friday's Hola massacre in Syria, and of course this has been widely reported, talking about the atrocities of the Syrian government. Now, listen to this. 8 members of one family were killed at home by a NATO air attack in eastern Afghanistan. One of many such atrocities barely registered in the Western media. You hear virtually nothing about it because you're not supposed to. It would be very unpopular for you to hear that, would it? This article says, but while support for the war in Afghanistan has fallen to an all-time low in all NATO states, the drone war is popular in the U.S., and the media is trying to do everything they can, whether it's Fox News, whether it's CNN, whether it's all the left-wing papers and whatever it may be, to keep it that way. My friends, the time will come when God will have enough with our absolute unwillingness to obey Him. God tells us, if you kill someone, you are guilty of breaking the Ten Commandments. Does anybody care anymore? We are a country which states that we are bringing freedom and democracy and liberty and all these great words to countries which have been brutalized by dictators. And here we are engaging in activities which most international lawyers tell us may constitute war crimes. My friends, do we understand how unpopular we have already become in the Western world? And do we understand with our actions how much more unpopular we will become? The time will come soon where the world will not stand idly by any longer. Wrath will be unleashed on this country, and God will allow it, because we are not living the way we should be living. The Bible makes this very clear. God will allow the world, specifically the Europeans, to launch a war against us in this country in the not-too-distant future. You might be surprised to learn this. You might be surprised to hear this. But I'm telling you, there is no doubt about it. And we are going to lose in this coming war because God will not protect us. And our way of living, our way of doing things, has a lot to do with what is going to happen. I hope you can be spared. I hope you can wake up. I hope you can see the atrocities we as a country are committing. And hopefully you are not part of it, even in your thoughts. So thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.